Mara?
He hasn't come on yet, but I just came on myself.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys back home?
Yeah. We got back just barely in time for Yom Kippur to start.
Okay.
I sent you a prayer. Did you get it?
You sent it today?
Well, I thought I sent it yesterday.
Yeah, but I think the last one.
I had quite a few people that I had to, that I tried to keep up with, especially those I knew that were praying for us. So.
Yeah, I think the last one I got was around noon or 1-ish, 1:30 maybe.
Today?
Yes, that was yesterday.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll double check. How long to cut? Are we still connected?
Yes, ma'am. No, I didn't get a text. The last one I got was yesterday.
Okay, well, yesterday should have. Let's see. Well, I'll go back because I've been cutting and pasting, one message. And, actually two messages to try to put it together in one. What they did was they took out the old stent, but found two places where he had to put two more stents coming from the liver itself. And so he has to go back in 6 weeks. If they can take them out and the ducts stay open, well, that'll be good. If they don't, then they'll have to put again. Good evening.
Good evening.
I hope everybody's well.
Yes,
so I believe we're on verse 392 in section 36. So I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kukshabri Hu, Ichkinte, Bitsilu, Urshimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urshimu. Liakta l'shem yudhei bovavhei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Begin kach kol zimnati Yisrael b'kaelmin, hai berit nimu fei, Shema Yaviara Kaiman Bakiumaihu Wakalzina Bihu Israel Babatlin Iberit Shema Yaviara Lamit Kaimin Uvirkan Lamishtahin Bialma. The translation, as long as As a result, as long as Israel observed this covenant, the ordinances of heaven and earth continued to exist. But as soon as Israel do not heed to this covenant, then the covenant between the heavens and the earth ceases to exist, and no blessings appear in the world. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. The word Brit, which is translating as covenant or contract. So what is the contract between the people of Israel and Hashem? Questions, comments, thoughts? Did I drop out? Is anybody there?
I'm with you.
Okay. It's a pretty heavy pasuk, that's for sure.
Well, usually when there's a covenant, it's a contract between two people. So with this covenant, it's in contact. It's a contract between us and Hashem. And as long as we follow the rules that he set in the universe, he gives his part of the bargain. And I think as long as we do the effort to keep the contract, that when we fail, he's offered a plan of teshuvah or fall. Now, that's, I think, having to do with heaven and earth. Now, I think with having to do with other people, you know, it's, to me, it's loving, love between Jews and also our enemies. You know, as long as Esau is not, Esau has power over the children of Israel, as long as the children of Israel are obeying the covenant.
You've given me your comments, and I agree with all of what you said, but you haven't really addressed the question, what is the contract? A contract, in normal legal terms, a contract is an offer to do something, and if it's accepted, then there is something exchanged, and there's a commitment in that exchange. Hashem created the heavens and the earth. What is the purpose of the heavens and the earth? Is they are places where the human beings can do their actions. So if the human beings don't do their actions, there's no reason for the heavens and the earth.
The heavens and earth are for witnesses, aren't they?
Yes, in the Parsha of Hazinu, that's what Moses says to the heavens and the earth, be a witness, give ear. And that is the parasha this week. But well, this is in the parasha of Lech Lecha. And it's saying, it's, while Israel observes the covenant, but nowhere previously did it explain the covenant, unless the covenant is just to do the Brit Milah.
Right.
So as long as Israel observes circumcising their eight-day-old male children, the heavens and the earth have a purpose, and they will continue. But if Israel does not continue to do Brit Milot, then the heavens and the earth have no purpose, and they will disappear. They will be destroyed or be utilized in a different way.
Wow. That is a amazing statement.
A corollary to that statement is the heavens and the earth have only one purpose, and that's to provide a home, a place where human beings can live.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason human beings need a place to live is to do the Brit Milah.
Yes,
I really need to study that in depth.
Well, that is what we're doing, is studying what the Brit is, what the contract is, what the covenant is. That's what this section is, over 100 verses, or approximately 100 verses. And we've only gone through five.
So is that the major reason to do that is to reveal the light, right? Like to open heaven so that you can return the light and produce the seed to accumulate enough sparks to renew to bring back the heaven and earth where they were prior to creation, right? Or the world, should I say, not heaven and earth, but the world itself.
This pasuk is saying that the earth or the world only exists if Israel observes the Brit, the covenant.
So is it? Are they talking about as well as following the Torah?
You broke up, Marcus. Say it again.
So is this also a way of saying that Israel must follow the way of Torah for heaven and earth to exist? Is this another metaphor for follow my commands?
There are people who say that. There are people who will say that. But that's a religious... We've learned that the whole idea of command is idol worshiping. Because
well,
if you do something... Say it again?
Maybe I didn't use the right wording. Obedience.
No.
No? Okay.
Obedience is also the same idea. It's an idol. Because you're giving up free will to be obedient to something else. But this verse is very specific. Heaven and earth cease to exist if there is no Brit Milah. It doesn't say all of the mitzvot. It says specifically, Brit Milah, the covenant between Hashem and the children of Israel.
Does Brit Milah mean just circumcision? And in the Hebrew definition, is what is the definition?
That's the question. What is the contract between the people of Israel and Hashem? Hashem said to Abraham, circumcise yourself and circumcise your children when they reach the age of 8 days. Hashem said to Abraham, circumcise yourself, he already had a child, Ishmael. He was told to circumcise all of the male members of his house. So Ishmael was circumcised at the age of 13. The other members of his house, his slaves, his nephews, his uncles, all of the male members that were traveling with Abraham were told to circumcise. And Abraham circumcised himself, but then he circumcised all the other males. And that is called the covenant. That is called the Brit. Bet, Resh, Yud, Tav.
And what's the gematria of that?
612.
Okay, that's almost like the mitzvot. Okay.
It does sound like the mitzvot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And if you'll remember what Rabbi Ashlag taught, that there, actually it was more than Rabbi Ashlag, but he's the current one. And his teaching is the purpose of the 612 mitzvot is to raise the consciousness to cleanse people so that they can actually do the one mitzvah, which is v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. Until you have done the 612, there is no way that you can actually do the true mitzvah of loving your neighbor. But your questions are perfect because it leads you to the answer.
Right.
The Brit is the circumcision, but it's the 612 mitzvot.
Right. Okay.
And that's the contract.
Okay.
But there's 613 mitzvot and not 612. So we have to understand, why can't we do loving your neighbor as yourself until we do the 612? And that's not built into this pasuk, but the questions can be asked. But as you initially said, it's an amazing statement. It's an amazing understanding that if you don't circumcise the male children, the earth has no reason to exist.
Right.
But also the heavens have no reason to exist.
Well, there, it's concealed and revealing the light with Yisod,
yes.
But I think you have to, with the Brit, you are actually circumcision. You are actually revealing chesed, you know, mercy. I think it has to do with mercy. To love your neighbor as yourself.
Is loving your neighbor as yourself merciful?
It could be. But it shows God's glory in his, you know.
Yes.
It shows.
All of that is true. On a practical level, on a physical level, removing the foreskin creates the foreskin is klipot.
Right.
Because it's covering, it's concealing. When you remove the foreskin, you're revealing.
Mm-hmm.
You're sensitizing or desensitizing the crown, which on a physical level allows the male member to prolong his actions prior to ejaculation.
Gotcha.
So if you don't remove the foreskin, then the man's ejaculation is more quick and less pleasure to the female.
Wow.
So, now that's strictly on a physical level, but all of that is built in to the 612 concept. Now, if we ask a question about the 613th, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself, that's a positive mitzvah. You have to love your neighbor. How can God command love? You fall in love. You find love. Can someone command you to love?
No, it's free choice. You can either love or not love. But
in a human animal, love is an emotion that is, according to science, has to do with hormonal values, hormones, amino acids, DNA. You know, why do people, one person love another but doesn't love a third person?
Right.
And can, you know, if you don't have that hormonal relationship where you feel love, can someone command it? And you answered yes. They can't be commanded. And yet, here we're saying the covenants, which is the contract.
Okay,
this
passage
is very deep, and there's a lot of information that will come in the next roughly 100 pasukim that will help us understand it. That's what's important about this particular pasuk, is we need to understand what is the brit, what is the contract. And to say that the contract is due, if you do the 612 mitzvot, then I will allow you to live.
Right.
Then heavens and earth will still exist.
Wow. this is really, really mind eye-opening for me.
It's eye-opening for all of us. How important is it to have a Brit Milah for a baby, a male baby?
Mm-hmm.
And yet in this country, there were circumcisions for the last 60, 70, 80 years. But there's a movement to stop circumcisions in the last 10 years.
Right.
Why?
I know why. They don't want the covenant. Do you have the covenant with Craig? I mean, they're going against the creatures. Miss folks. They want their own agenda, their own covenant, whatever they choose. But not the creator.
That is the reason that there's this movement for that. That's the reason that the movement exists to not do not to do circumcision. But if you ask the Orthodox world, if you do the circumcision in the hospital and you don't follow, and we'll find out later on, there are three steps to the circumcision. And if you don't do them all three steps, it's not a Brit. It's not a covenant. It's not just a question of removing the physical foreskin. There is a process, three-step process. And all of those non-Jewish boy babies that got circumcised, they're not considered as if they've connected to the Brit, to the contract.
Well,
when I make that statement, I'm talking about the Orthodox world. I'm not saying that that's necessarily the full understanding.
Yeah, there's 70 different understandings, right?
Exactly. There's 70 ways to understand this pasuk. But it's really an amazing, it's awe-inspiring to think that the only reason God created the earth was so that we would do the Brit Milah. So that we would remove the klipot. Now, does it mean just so that the earth exists so that we would only do the Brit Milah, the removal of the foreskin? Or does that mean that we would remove all of the klipot?
Is that why it's not 613?
Say again?
Is that why it doesn't, it's not 613 instead of 12? Why the missing?
There are 613 mitzvot. There is one mitzvah, love your neighbor as yourself, that cannot be achieved without having done first the 612 other ones.
Okay. So maybe that's why the Orthodox community state what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just thinking. Still there?
I'm there. Hello? I didn't hear the question you asked.
I said maybe that's why the Orthodox community says what they say, because of the, you don't do the 612, you won't accomplish the 613, you know, the correct procedure.
That's what the sages, specific Kabbalists over the centuries have said. But you're doing this to a baby who's 8 days old.
Right.
He's not consenting to it. He can't consent
right.
to it. And you're saying that in order to love your neighbor as yourself, the father has to do this to the son.
So, okay, I have to think about that statement.
And we have run out of time, but this is a conversation that will continue through the other Pasukim as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Chana has been very quiet, so I'm not sure what's going on with her.
Well, I like it when the others, so I feel like I need to let them talk and ask questions because they're awfully quiet. So,
in my case,
it was going through my head are things like, oh, well, okay, what about the covenant between the parts? What about the salt covenant? You know, there's lots of different covenants. I can see where this one is the foundation of the world, basically, with Judaism.
Correct. We will continue our conversation over time. You all have a beautiful evening.
Okay. Shalom.
Class tonight will be a regular Zohar class.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.